Blog Talk Radio.
It is. It is time for Awaken to Empowerment. Awaken America, this is Carol Ann Parisi. This is your authentic guide and journey towards self-empowerment. Remember, we cannot change what we don't confront. It's also time for truth. It's time for America to awaken because our values and virtues are at stake. It's putting our liberty at stake. We are totally at a tipping point. It's time. It's time for justice for all. Save the USA. This is Carol Parisi. Hey, you know what? It's time to awaken our consciousness. We have to have some inspiration. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. And it's time to go from transition to transformation. Set your soul free and have a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. Peace, love, and empowerment. Create your ideal life, because if each one could just paddle their own canoe, you know, learn to power their own canoe, and then each one could reach one, and each one could teach one, we're going to keep America great. You know, it is time for a great awakening. And, friends, lots going on. Got some really cool stuff to share today. But let's start off with our Jesus calling, and then I got something else, and then we'll get into prayer. Today is the 15th. Do not worry about tomorrow. This is not a suggestion, but a command. I divided the time into days and nights so that you would have manageable portions of life to handle. My grace is sufficient for you, but as sufficiently is for me one day at a time. When you worry about the future, you heap day upon day of troubles into your flimsy frame. You stagger under this heavy load, which I never intended you to carry, oppressive burden, with one quick thrust of trust. Anxious thoughts meander about and crisscross in your brain, but trusting in me brings you directly into my presence. As you thus affirm your faith, shackles of worry fall off instantly. Enjoy my presence continually by trusting me at all times. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have to remember who we are. We have to remember what foundations our country was founded on. But I got a new book, something we can do too. It's called Letters to Live By, and it's actually the ABCs, if you will, of scripture. So it's a coloring book, and an adult coloring book, and it's really kind of cool. So we're going to go here, and we're going to start off today with A, letter A. Okay, we get to back to basics here. ABC, assurance. John 5:24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life. We have blessed assurance in God. We have assurance in him that if we trust in him and believe upon him, that we should do all things through him who strengthens us. Okay? So let's breathe and let us pray fearfully and faithfully. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your promises. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for America. We ask that you keep your hand of protection and provision on our country. We are grateful, God. We are grateful for you. Please help us do better to honor and glorify you in all that we do. We thank you for this day. Anoint these words. Let us all cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Let us all reach out and help others and be the change we wish to see. Okay? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So a little thing at the dot, me and the Dollar Tree. and if I like the Dollar Tree more. I do like the Dollar Tree more than Walmart. So I was at the Dollar Tree today, and this lady just was like in front of me, and she had all this stuff, and she left her cart with all this stuff, and I had like five things that I was holding, you know, and I was carrying, you know, kind of thinking, God, what a bee, what a bee. And I was like not thinking good positive vibe thoughts, okay, honestly. Well, finally she's like, oh, hey, you want to go ahead of me? And I'm like, oh, it'd be great, because I was like holding stuff, and it would have been, I should have got a stupid card, but I try not to do that because it only encourages, right? So I'm like, thank you so much. You're the thing that was to see in the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm really grateful. So she bought all these glass things, and I bought two of the glass things. And the guy's like, oh, to me, he's like, hey, he goes, I don't see how, you know, how we're going to package these. I'm like, well, do you have any boxes? He goes, well, you know, I just broke down all my boxes. Well, this girl had like 12 of them. So she was standing up at her girlfriend's wedding. The girl let me ahead of her. I have boxes in my car. So I went and paid. I said to her, I said, how are you going to carry those? You're not going to, you know, you don't want them to break. I had these great boxes that she got to use. Why? Well, you know, tried to do something nice, even though I had bad thoughts at first, because she was kind of like, she was just focused on what she was doing, and I'm sure I've done that myself. So I had some bad thoughts, but good vibes came out of it, and I'm excited. So got to help somebody today. Plus, I found a gift card at one of the stores not used. And I turned it in. Oh, I tell you. God blesses. God blesses. So anyway, just want to thank God for all of his blessings. Discernment, that's all we ask for. And let's remember who we are here in America. We are Americans. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And as individuals, we're children of God. And what can we not do as children of God? A, assurance. We have assurance of salvation if we embrace Christ by faith and try to walk the best walk we can, lean on him for everything. So that's today's good vibe Bible time. But, you know, we got to just have that faith to move mountains. Like it says in Matthew 19:20, you know, we have to be people of good vibes. We have to help each other. We have to think good thoughts, because our thoughts become our words, which become our actions, which become our habits, which become our character, which becomes our destiny. And this is what's happening to us as a country. What is the destiny of America? Look at the haters out there. I mean, come on, man. We have got to be smart. We need to preserve our freedom and our liberty, because it was given to us by our God. Our founders created a constitution. We fought a revolution. And we are called to be the best people we individually can be, so we can go ahead and help others and teach others, okay? We have to live our dreams. We have to do what we love, cherish every moment, be brave, take risks, create your own happiness, have an open mind and heart, make a real difference, never give up, make every moment count, dream bigly, pray without ceasing. Let's remember who we are. We are children of the Most High God. We are anointed and appointed. Everything comes easily and abundantly to us through Christ who strengthens us, the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Let us remember what America was founded on. Judeo-Christian principles, where all men and women are created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, amongst these life, liberty, and the pursuit of property, pursuit of happiness. Happiness. Create your own happiness. Love more. Help more. Be the change you wish to see. Real simple. Be that change. And if you're the Nimrod that goes ahead and leaves the parking lot in the middle of the grocery store, if you're able-bodied and can put it back on a nice, beautiful day. Now, yeah,
If you've got issues with your joints and your bones or breathing or whatever, you know, God willing, someone will come across your path that will help you. Unless you're at Aldi's, then you put the money in, and then you don't want somebody to help you because you're going to lose your 25 cents for the cart. I was at Aldi's, and I asked somebody, oh, can I bring your cart back for you? Because it's how I roll. And this person gave me a bad look. I didn't realize their quarter was in that cart. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Just don't be a butthole. Don't be like the butthole that actually left their stupid Doritos bags and unfinished, you know, cartons of garbage, you know, whatever their drinks were, in the parking lot. I mean, it was so gross. Ugh, change. You know, I'm sure that person's probably a big climate change activist too, right? You know? Or some entitled person that thinks everybody's here to wait on them. But we have blessed assurance that God is with us. We are America, though. We got to save our country. First of all, we got to be the best we can be. Remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. Okay? Get some good books. We need common sense for a common purpose. Then we need to remember who we are. We are children of God. We need to have faith. We need to trust in God's promises, truth in God's words. We need to stand on this truth. Absolutely. We need to know the authority we have that Jesus paid for. We need to stand up. We need to stand up to our authority that these people work for us. We need to pray continually. Whatever you ask for in prayer with faith, you will receive. We must praise continually for victorious victory that Jesus paid the price for. We are victorious. By him. We can do all things in him. Okay? We go over this every day, but repetition, 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 repetition. Remember, we need to get used to the awakening and embrace the awakening because we want these lasting values that society can't take away. Critical race theory, they're doing it all over. They're doing it all over. See, you can't just make a difference. Okay, you can't just make a point. You have to make a difference. It's important to make a difference. And the best thing you can do for the whole world is to make the most of yourself. That's how it is. So it is time. It is time for us to embrace this great awakening. It is time to believe in ourselves. And the greatest use of life is to spend it doing something that will outlast ourselves. It is time to create your own living legacy, you know? You know, free speech, privacy, first. That's that Patriot app store, the Freedom Phones. You know, I think a Supreme Court justice said, we have the right to be different. Okay, that's what gives us the privilege of freedom. We can't lose this stuff, man. We need to recreate our vision and what America can be with freedom and liberty and justice. And we have to stop looking back at all the stupid things that mistakes we've made. We can learn from them. Absolutely. That's amazing to learn from. But we also have to embrace the truth. We need to be happy and be bright. We need to pray continually. We need to slay the giants in our life, like David Jeremiah says. And we got to remember who we are, okay? We are children of God. And like Ronald Reagan said, if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, we will be a nation gone under. And look what's happening right now. Look what's happening now. I mean, it's getting disgusting what's happening. I mean, this critical race theory they're teaching, and it's a false thing. The 1619 Project, there's like a bunch of false information out there. And besides that, I mean, you know, they're dividing. Critical race theory is a very divisive thing. It's a racist thing. And then you've got the craziness with all this gender. Who cares? You know, I mean, let's follow the science. XY chromosome makes boys. XX chromosome makes girls. Yes, there's gender dysphoria. There's homosexuality. There's a whole bunch of transgender. Yes, some guys wanted whatever, okay, just whatever. But it's not something you need to have transgender time with three-year-olds, okay, or going to kindergartners and they need to learn about masturbation so early. Come on, it's ridiculous. We're being this corrupt, stupid country. I mean, come on, America, let's remember who we are. Let's focus on the good stuff, that we are people of personal power, that thoughts are things. We become what we think about. We are an empowered people. We could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We could create things and make things to make other people's lives better. Why are we not remembering this? Why are we just allowing foolishness to take over? Please, Jesus, give us some wisdom. Give us some discernment. Let our public schools just, let parents pull their kids out of these public schools and take the taxpayer dollars with us. You know, more and more people are going to start awakening and get school choice. I worked with a man by the name of Jack Roser, and he was screaming about teachers' unions and property taxes and the nefarious behavior even before any of this stuff. He was a visionary. I was so blessed with Champion News to have worked with Jack. Total blessing. You know, he created a business from $5,000. Created 60 years ago from $5,000. He's a legend in Carpentersville. He bought the Illinois Iron and Bolt Company and made a whole thing over there on the Fox River and businesses and just amazing. Oh, J&J recalls their sunscreen because of benzene. Why don't you, like, go look at some oils? And I think very interesting. I think olive oil has sunscreen of 8. So I just saw that on my newsflash. Had to share. But anyway, friends, Carol Ann Parisi, we have to be the change. We have to create our own happiness, okay? Live the life you've dreamed of. Be fearless. Face adversity. Never stop learning. Recognize the beauty that's around you. Be the architect of your own destiny. This life is yours to create. Then have big dreams. You'll grow into them. And then each one, reach one. Each one, teach one. Mentor others. Help others to do the same. Help others every day. Do something for somebody else every day. Every day. Even if it is taking that grocery. Even if it is, you know, giving food to that person that you see hanging out at the corner begging all the time. It looks like they're able-bodied. And don't be screaming at them, get a job. Go get a Bible for them. Give them a Bible. Everyone, help another person. You know, one little thing could change something in someone's mind that could have a cascade to change a whole lot of other things. It's true. So, friends, I want to thank you. God bless you. God bless America. We got to pray for our country. We have to remember who we are. We have to be the change. Remember, be the change. And go look at some things online, too. Go to COVID.daystar.com and see what's going on with some of this COVID vaccine stuff. Very interesting. Anyway, this is Carol Ann Parisi. This is Awaken to Empowerment Radio. I want to thank you for joining me today. And let's remember who we are. We have to keep our values. We have to have vision for our values, okay? We have to save America, okay? Love many, trust few, learn to power your own canoe. I didn't make that up. I don't know who it is. So just keep the endurance. Fight the good fight. Choose to make a difference, not just a point. And let's keep our You know, let's commit our lasting values and embrace this awakening. Anyway, this is Carolyn Percy with Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment. I always say peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. And then when you be the change, you can see the change. Okay? Peace. Thanks for joining. Peace of mind. Here's Boston. Going to check out. We'll do this again tomorrow. Thanks for joining me. Carolyn. Bye-bye.